Mr. Goldman, who sent Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine to smear Joe Biden?
President Trump.
Who fired the anti-corruption ambassador in Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch?
President Trump.
Who told Ambassador Sondland and Ambassador Volker to work with Rudy Giuliani on Ukraine?
President Trump.
Who told Vice President Pence to not go to President Zelensky's inauguration?
President Trump.
Who ordered his own chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, to withhold critical military assistance for Ukraine? President Trump. Who refused to meet with President Zelensky in the Oval Office? President Trump. Who ignored, on July 25, his own National Security Council's anti-corruption talking points? President Trump. Who asked President Zelensky for a favor? President Trump. Who personally asked President Zelensky to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden? President Trump. Who stood on the White House lawn and confirmed that he wanted Ukraine to investigate Vice President Biden? President Trump. Who stood on that same lawn and said that China should also investigate Vice President Biden? President Trump. Ask anything that we do not know.
The central player in this scheme.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, December 9th, 2019. Welcome to day 1054. The Justice Department Inspector General's report concluded that the Russia probe was justified. The 434-page report from Inspector General Michael Horowitz found that the FBI did have an authorized purpose when it initiated its investigation into possible coordination between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The conclusion of the report rejects conservative allegations that top FBI officials were motivated by political bias and illegally spied on Trump advisors. Trump called the evidence in the report, quote, far worse than I ever thought possible, end quote, and said the FBI's actions were a disgrace because, as he claimed, quote, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts, end quote. Horowitz's report, however, says, quote, we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation, end quote, influenced the decisions. But it did note, quote, serious performance failures, end quote, by some FBI officials. Attorney General William Barr, meanwhile, rejected the conclusion that the FBI's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election was justified, calling it, quote, an intrusive investigation, end quote, into Trump's campaign that was based, quote, on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken, end quote. Barr added that, quote, the evidence produced by the investigation was consistently exculpatory, end quote. John Durham, the federal prosecutor Barr appointed to run a separate criminal investigation into the origins of the Russia investigation, also backed the Attorney General's assessment, saying, quote, we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions, end quote. FBI Director Christopher Wray, meanwhile, said it was important that, quote, the Inspector General found that in this particular instance, the investigation was opened with appropriate predication and authorization, end quote. And finally, the House Judiciary held its final hearing before considering articles of impeachment. Lawyers for Democrats and Republicans presented the case for and against impeaching Trump. Democrats described four critical findings. One,
President Trump used the power of his office to pressure and induce the newly elected president of Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 presidential election for President Trump's personal and political benefit. Second, in order to increase the pressure on Ukraine to announce the politically motivated investigations that President Trump wanted, President Trump withheld a coveted Oval Office meeting and $391 of essential military assistance from Ukraine. Third, President Trump's conduct sought to undermine our free and fair elections and poses an imminent threat to our national security. And fourth, faced with the revelation of his pressure campaign against Ukraine, President Trump directed an unprecedented effort to obstruct Congress's impeachment inquiry into his conduct.
The Republican counsel, meanwhile, accused Democrats of pursuing a, quote, artificial and arbitrary political deadline, end quote, to overturn the 2016 election and impeach Trump before the Christmas holiday. The Judiciary Committee is expected to publicly debate and compose final versions of articles of impeachment as soon as Thursday, with a full House vote expected next week. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
I'm done. At this point, I turn it over to Ashley.
Could I respond? Are you trying to say that I... what are you trying to say? What is the implication here? But by the way, I didn't give anything close to $1 million remotely, so I don't know.
The implication is we want Schiff in that chair, not you. The implication is the person that wrote the report is the person that should come and present it, and you weren't elected by anybody, and you're here giving this testimony in place of the chairman. I hope that clears up the implication.
The gentleman does not have the time, and the gentleman has been warned before. He cannot simply yell out and disrupt the committee. The gentleman, Mr. Collins, has the time.
Please.
I think you understand exactly what you did.